USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is pleading with Americans to recognize the rapid spread of the COVID-19 Delta variant. Multiple reports say an internal document called the variant that's sweeping across the country highly contagious. It's also explained that those who are vaccinated can spread the virus easily. The latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University have just over 78,000 people yesterday confirmed with coronavirus and 321 people died from the virus. The Department of Justice says a House committee has a valid legislative purpose in going after former President Trump's tax returns. The department issuing an opinion that the IRS must hand over Trump's tax returns to Congress. The former commander-in-chief has long refused to hand over his tax documents, saying he's being audited. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
New data out shows the skies are not so friendly for flight attendants.
Nearly one in five flight attendants say they have gotten into a physical incident this year with a passenger, and their union is calling for criminal prosecution of people who act up on planes. This flight attendant was asked if she is scared.
Sometimes, a little bit, yeah. You get on a plane full of people, and some of them aren't very happy, and you just never know what's going to happen.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Pacific Northwest is preparing for more excessive heat. AccuWeather saying temperatures once again are expected to spike in parts of the Northwest this weekend. Afternoon highs in Portland and Spokane could be 10 to 15 degrees above normal. It won't get as hot as last month's killer heat wave, but some Northwest cities could still see temperatures in the triple digits. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Republicans on Capitol Hill taking issue with new mask mandates being issued by the CDC.
Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas appeared on Fox News' prime time on Thursday night and took issue with the latest masking guidelines, telling viewers they should resist lockdowns and mandates.
Turns out they're citing a single study from India, and that study, by the way, is assessing a vaccine that isn't approved in the U.S. It's assessing the AstraZeneca vaccine. We dug a little further, and it turns out that that study was also rejected in peer review.
Crenshaw says the CDC's actions are political. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Now a COVID-19 vaccine booster is available to many people in Israel. Today, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett saying the only way we can defeat COVID is together.
Together means sharing methods, technologies, insights, and actionable steps. Israel is open to share all the information that we can gain from this bold move. We're gonna win.
And finally, it was on this day back in 1965 when President Lyndon Baines Johnson signs Medicare, a health insurance program for elderly Americans, into law. At the bill signing ceremony, former President Harry Truman was enrolled as Medicare's first beneficiary. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.